escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dottiglia along with Charlie Long. Want to tell everybody at 5:10 this afternoon, Steve Geller will join me and we get a chance to talk to the new first time starting a training camp as the head coach of the New Orleans Saints, Kellen Moore. So Kellen Moore will join us here at 5:10 this afternoon. A little after 4:20, Jeff Nowak will cover the press conference this afternoon with Mickey Loomis, executive vice president and general manager, and Kellen Moore, the Saints head coach. He'll be on with us to talk Saints. We'll have Blake Ruffino on with us at 4:40 to talk a little LSU football, and I'm sure, you know, Blake's one of those generation guys. He grew up watching Tyron, and certainly the big news today, Tyron Matthew announced his retirement from the National Football League after 12 seasons. And, Charlie, I was telling you this, for me, in the 40 years, I didn't see Billy Cannon play at LSU other than watching film of Billy Cannon. I saw the older Billy Cannon when he was in the AFL play. I was just a kid, but I do remember that. In the 40 years for me, Tyron Matthew, he's on the Mount Rushmore of LSU football in those 40 years. I mean, he was that good. Certainly Joe Burrow, Jaden Daniels, because both of those guys winning Heisman trophies. But man, what Tyron did, he was one of one as a defensive player. And as a generation of defensive backs and wide receivers and people that grew up in the NFL that have all commented, man, we watch LSU, we wanted to watch Honey Badger. We wanted to watch LSU because of the playmaking skills Tyron Matthew had on the field as a defender and also in the return game. I saw it a little earlier from Deion Sanders. But both of them played with an offensive mindset on defense. It's almost as though their minds were connected to what would happen on the field before it happened. And that's what Tyron could do. And he was like that at LSU. He was legitimately a tilt-the-field player when he was out there from one end to the other. I mean, Tyron was an unbelievable LSU player. Think about his career at St. Aug. He wasn't highly recruited until toward the end, entering his senior year. And it was one of the camps. Les Miles, at that time, the head coach, had told me the story. He saw him at one of the camps and decided to offer him. And Les was at first, man, take a look at him. That guy is making all those plays. You know, Tyron's not the biggest guy around, but smart, instinctive, always around the football, and almost had a second sense of where the ball would be. An ability to strip the football away from defenders, put himself in a position to make interceptions and make plays on the football. Father Time has its way of taking its toll on everybody. And it comes a day that in whatever profession you do and you're not as good at. Now, I got some people who want to argue with you about that, but I'm telling you, that's for everybody in the profession you win. There will come a point where you're not as good. And I had this talk with Pete Jenkins a couple weeks ago about this is the time of year guys start to think about it, veteran guys. And we'll, at that time, we're talking about Frank Ragnow, who had just retired from the Detroit Lions after he thought about it for a long time and decided, you know what, I'm going to hang it up now and walk away from the game. And with Tyron, same sort of situation. And you heard Executive Vice President, General Manager Mickey Loomis make the comment that they knew a little bit ahead of time. But he also said it caught me a little bit by surprise. So it couldn't have been that far back that he was told about it, that Tyron would retire. And I've been around in other professions. Some guys talk about retirement 5-6 years ahead of time. They've got retirement plan. And I've been around other guys. It's spur of the moment. Something sets them that, you know what, I can't do this as good as I used to, and I'm going to walk away. There's always financial considerations there. And then his career in the National Football League, 12 years, had adversity, you know, at the end toward LSU, and that one season where, you know, he left Louisiana and went work with Patrick Peterson and his dad out in Florida, I think certainly had him on the right track in life. And what he's done for the community, Tyron has had all kind of camps. He's given back to the community in so many different ways. And anybody that has signed with the Saints has talked about the impact Tyron Matthew had on their career and in the locker room. That's an intangible you have that not a lot of people have in this world, that they have an impact on others' lives. Sometimes, okay, everybody has an impact in their life and also with others. But to see what Tyron's done has just been remarkable. And Charlie, just a great career. We wish him the very best in life. I've always thought the way he talked when, you know, you talk to him one-on-one, if it was a radio interview, if you were doing television with him or whatever, he tried to break the game down to you and spent time doing that, explaining certain things. Not a lot of athletes would do, but I got a feeling one day if he wants to, and yep, again, I use that term,
yep,
if he wants to, he could coach.
Oh, easily. I mean, that just feels like it's in Tyron Matthew's future, doesn't it, Mike? There's two words you can say for the Honey Badger, and it's Louisiana legend. Started out at St. Aug, as you mentioned, and he was a four-star coming out of high school. He goes to LSU, and as you said as well, Mike, on the Mount Rushmore of LSU athletes in the 40 years that you've been covering the Tigers, he was unbelievable. Part of that run of DBU at LSU in the early 2010s, gets picked as a third-round selection with the Arizona Cardinals in the 2013 draft, and goes on to have a 12-year career, which, by the way, won a Super Bowl, three-time first-team All-Pro in that list, three-time Pro Bowler, and an NFL 2010s All-Decade team, Mike. It was just an unbelievable career for Tyron Matthew. Got nothing but good things to say about him. He's been great when he's come on with us as well.
Oh, no
question. Great guy in life, too. You're kind of surprised, like Mickey was, with saying that it's coming to an end, but 12 years at the NFL level, that's a lot of time. 180 games played, Mike, in the NFL. He was Mr. Available. That's about 15 games played per season over those 12 seasons. And every single year with the Saints, he played all 17 games. So he talked about the leadership that the Saints lose, the intangibles that they lose in the locker room. But Tyron Matthew on the field as well was a legendary player.
Availability, Charlie.
Yeah.
Would those numbers show you? Okay, you stood next to Tyron Matthew when he's 5'8", 185 to 190 pounds, and you wonder, how could you be available all those games in this world of pro football? And listen, it's a difficult sport to play. That's where that's less than 2,000 NFL players in September. Less than 2,000 play in the National Football League in this world. That's not a lot. Consider other professions that are out there, and he was one of the elite guys as a high school player, as a college player, as a professional player. And his leadership and just what he brought, not just on the field, but off the field. And I have people I do shows with away from Louisiana. Okay, and they're a certain age now. Man, I remember Tyron when he was at LSU, and they will always bring up, man, it just I've never seen a player like that defensively that could change a game so quickly and what he could do. And he was a special football player at LSU and certainly in the National Football League. We wish him the best of luck. Now the big question comes in, who's going to take his place. And, Charlie, they may have to go outside here to look for that. I know, you draft Jonas Sanker early in the draft. You've signed up Terrell Burgess, who is a veteran, has played in the league. But, that safety room is a short list of guys. And I think you got to take a long look, either through a trade or a free agent, whatever, to beef up that safety position for the Saints as you enter day one of training camp, and that'll be tomorrow. And again, reminding everybody, at 5:10, Saints head coach Kellen Moore will join us here on the Big 870 WWL. We'll be back with more sports talk. Jeff Nowak, Saints sideline reporter, also our Odyssey guy, puts everything online for us here on WWL, will join us right after this break.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettay along with Charlie Long. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, we have with us our Saints reporter, Saints sideline reporter, also does our stuff online for Odyssey, Jeff Nowak. Jeff, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
For sure. Thanks for having me.
Jeff, I can't say it's a shock with Tyrann Mathieu. It's a little bit of a surprise, but you never know when somebody decides, you know what, I got enough. I'm going to walk away from this game. And talking to Charlie, you and do you want to go through that grind again, mentally and physically? Because it's as big a mental grind as it is a physical one. And to see his career, and I told this to Charlie, in 40 years, he's on Mount Rushmore for me at LSU. I mean, what he did there, now Jaden Daniels and Joe Burrow's on there too, but man, what he did defensively in a generation of people who watched him at LSU, and still they'll talk about, you know, that to me, if now they do in talk show, if it's radio, if they're on television or whatever, but man, I watched Tyrann Mathieu when he was a freshman at LSU or a sophomore at LSU, and such an impact player. And I think the big question mark is, it's not a shocking development. It's a little surprising. I think for me is, who's going to take his place? Because you can look at it and say, well, they did draft a guy in Jonas Sanker. You want a rookie play in that spot? Or Terrell Burgess, who's got a little bit of time in the National Football League. I think you got to maybe take a look outside the organization today to try to fill those shoes, because that safety position is mighty light right now.
Yeah, I don't think it's a surprise that Tyrann Mathieu, after a dozen years in the NFL, 5'9", 190-pound dude, decided, hey, I'm going to hang it up. I think what surprised me is the timing of it, right? I mean, you would think, hey, this could have happened earlier in the offseason when maybe you had some time to address the position. So clearly something has changed for Tyrann. Yeah. Since minicamp two now, because I talked to him after, I can't remember which session it was, but I talked to him in the locker room. He didn't make any hint of like, oh, I'm considering retiring. He sounded like he was all in. So, you know, it is what it is. It's according to what Mickey Loomis said, it's something that kind of developed over the last few weeks. It wasn't a complete surprise, but you know, anytime you've learned of a retirement this late in the game, in the offseason, it is a bit surprising. So they're going to have to figure it out. And like you said, you don't just replace a Tyrann Mathieu. I mean, this is a guy who, you know, probably wasn't playing at the top of his game, but was still playing at a very, very high level. In 3 years with the Saints, he started 51 of 51 possible games. He was playing through a lot last year. He intercepted 10 passes. I mean, he was always the guy that you needed a big play, he was going to go make a big play. He was going to, like, you go back to that Eagles game, right? Like, why did the Saints have a chance to win that Eagles game last year? It's because the Eagles are driving and he picks off Jalen Hurts in the end zone, keeps that to a 3-0 game for as long as possible. Like, those were the types of plays he was able to make. That, where do you find that? Like, where do you get that from? Is it Justin Reed? Maybe, but you have, like, now the second biggest question out that behind quarterback right now on the Saints is who starts next to Justin Reed. And yeah, I mean, you could say Jonas Sanker, you could say Jordan Howden, Terrell Burgess is a guy that we're going to have to keep an eye on. I agree. But I mean, I think you just got to go out there and see who's available, right? You got to kick some tires on some guys. Cause I don't know, like, the Saints have always kind of erred toward having that veteran safety group. And in Brandon Staley's defense, you need a smart guy. You need a savvy player back there to make it work. I don't think this is the type of defense you're going to install year one and say, okay, here's a rookie, go figure it out. Like, I just don't think it works that way. So I agree with you. I think they're going to have to find somebody. Hey, Justin Simmons was the talk of the town last year. He's a free agent again. Maybe he's a guy you start kicking the tires on. But yeah, it's definitely something that changes the outlook for this defense immensely in the secondary.
In that secondary, and I always use that term, you need a chirper. You need a guy to tell other people what to do. People say, well, they're professional. What? Come on. This ain't high school football. You're not Al Bundy at Polk High anymore. This is the real deal. And there are so many things that change. You get a certain look or you see a certain set that you recognize. And now you're communicating now, you know, with the nickelback, I would say 90% of the time, you have five defensive backs on the field and sometimes six. And so you got to make sure everybody's on the same page with that. And like college football, the NFL has turned into a crisscross game. Okay, they got wide receivers crossing one another. I got him for here, but then somebody else got him on the back end. So I agree with you. I think you got to go out and take a look now to acquire a veteran player in some manner. The good news is we heard Kellen Moore say that Chris Olave was a full go. And I think for Saints fans, because a lot of people in the offseason, is Chris Olave going to be ready to go for a training camp? And I tell them, I think he will. Kellen Moore said, hey, he's a full go. And to have Olave and Rashid Shaheed back on the field, that is good news for this Saints offense.
Yeah, I mean, from a health perspective, I think you're in about as good shape as you could have hoped to be. Based on, you know, obviously you went out of the last season, Taysom Hill is dealing with a knee injury. His timetable is kind of up in the air. Like, you don't really know. It's going positively, but positively over the period of time it's going to take, which is a long time. Foster Moreau is also going to start on the PUP list. We'll see how long. I think he's probably a little ahead in terms of his timetable. They also waived Dallin Hawker. But, yeah, I mean, Rashid Shaheed is a guy I was a little concerned about coming back from that meniscus tear. He seems like he's a full go. Chris Olave is a full go, you know, so for Chris, it's really gonna, you know, it's tough to say, well, he's 100% in the sense that, I don't know, like, until he's back on the field taking hits, I'm always going to have in the back of my mind, like, okay, how's this going to look the first time he goes over the middle of the field and his safety kind of lights him up? Cause it's going to happen. It has to happen. It happens in the NFL. You can't hide from the NFL if you want to be an NFL player. So that's going to be a constant question for him over the course of this year. And honestly, the rest of his career, when you're at the position he is with all the head injuries. So, you know, it's something that we're going to keep talking about, even if he's out there healthy all preseason, but it is good to see him back out there. And I do think that in this offense, it's going to be the speed. It's going to be those crossing patterns. It's going to be those players getting in space that really make this offense go. You're going to run the ball a lot. But yeah, you just need the speed on the outside. And I think that's when the offense really got stuck in the mud last year. Obviously it was a different scheme with Clint Kubiak, but you just had no speed at the end of the season, right? Like you were relying on Dante Pettis and MVS, two guys who you brought in off the street to be those guys, right? Like you need that speed in today's NFL, and you just didn't have it in a way that worked for a lot of last year. So yeah, I'm excited to see those two guys out there. I still think that is a legitimate NFL wide receiver tandem. I really do. I thought it last year. We never really got to see it. But like, I thought Rashid Shaheed was really kind of coming into his own as an all-around receiver last year when he got hurt in week 7. His best game of the year, best game of his career, in my opinion, was week 4 against the Falcons, which also doubles as a game he had the worst play of his career in muffing that punt into the end zone. So I agree with you. If I had to pick one of the things I'm most excited about this year, it's seeing those wide receivers back on the field.
Jeff, I think I'm a big believer in this. The way they practice today, and you know, okay, it's limited with pads. This is all about developing young players and developing quickly without a lot of hitting going on. Okay, so for linemen, offensive, defensive linemen, you see a little bit of that in the preseason, depending on how much they play. But this team has a kind of long group of I don't knows, so to speak, younger players. If it's Kendra Miller, we don't really know anything about Kendra. It's been a flash here or there, but you really don't know what you got with him. They went up in round 4 to get Nick Saldiveri, offensive guard, who was almost given the starting guard position, and then he gets hurt early, and you know, he's kind of out of sight, out of mind, until, you know, devastation along the offensive line. What happens with Trevor Penning? Can Kelvin Banks become the guy on third down? Can he block a defender one-on-one by himself? I look at the defensive line class. Brian Bercee, can he jump it on in his career also? We've seen some flashes from him. Isaiah Foskey, other than on special teams, we haven't seen him. Kool-Aid McKinstry. That list is sort of long there. This is where this coaching staff will make hay one way or another with trying to develop young players, and you don't have a lot of padded practices, or you're not going up against another team other than the 3 preseason games.
Yeah, and I think that is one of the big challenges, right? Like, you have to develop players while playing them, because you just don't have as much time in practice to actually develop those players. Like, a guy like Isaiah Foskey, like, is he really going to improve at the NFL level, getting, you know, third-team reps behind the top 2 defensive ends, or do you need to get him on the field and play him? And it just didn't happen last year. I think he got 50 total snaps on defense all year long, and it's hard to develop players when they don't have a run and you don't have enough practice time to get that to them. And so there's obviously up and down the line, there's players that need to develop. And this is going to be a very young team. The Saints, you know, Mickey Loomis, Kellen Moore both talked today. And, you know, you're going to be talking to Kellen later on in the show. And, you know, they're trying to say rebuild without saying rebuild. They want to say like transition or development. That's really what it is. You have a lot of young players and you're going to be relying on them in spots that in the past, I don't know, I guess last year, sure, but at the tail end of the Drew Brees era, these guys wouldn't have sniffed the field because you were trying to win at such a high level, you wouldn't put them on the field. You were looking for diamonds in the rough in the draft, and then you were finding veterans to fill those spots. Now you can't really afford it. It's why you're looking at young quarterbacks, right? This team could have gone out and found some kind of veteran quarterback option so that if neither of these guys are ready or all 3 of these guys aren't ready, you could go to that guy. They're not doing that. They're saying, we're going to ride it out with a young quarterback, whether it's a first-year guy, a second-year guy, a third-year guy, in Jay Kaner, Spencer Rattler, Tyler Shuck. And that's just what it is. And I think this team is really going to lean into the development part of the game this year. And if you can win while doing that, fantastic. But you have to accept the lumps that come with that. And yes, you would love for that development to all happen in training camp. And when you get to week 1, the rubber meets the road and you're right where you need to be. The fact of the matter is, it's just not going to be the case for everybody. But you can't bench guys if they're not playing at a high enough level. You kind of just got to let them get to that point. So we'll see how that looks on the offensive line. We'll see how that looks at the quarterback position. At this point, it sounds like the plan for the quarterbacks is to kind of give everyone a day, right? So it's not going to be so much like, oh, first team, second team, third team. It's going to be, okay, this is the first team guy, and then you're going to split the reps behind him. The next day, it's going to be someone else. So if day 1 is Tyler Shuck, day 2, Spencer Rattler, day 3, Jay Kaner, and you're going to go from there. We'll see how long that lasts. I just think that's kind of an untenable situation when you're trying to get somebody ready for the regular season. I expect maybe that to go through the first preseason game, and maybe that's it. But it, one way or another, I agree with you. Like, you got to develop players, and this is the season where a lot of that has to happen.
Jeff, last question for you. But if this team is going to get better, you got to win up front. You got to be able to run the football better, But more importantly, you better stop the run. You can't give up 4.9 yards a rush to an opposing team because, man, if I know that, you know, my game plan is real simple. I'm going to keep feeding it to you and wear you down and keep that defense on the field, and then I'll hit a big play downfield one way or another. But I think for this team, as much as we've talked about the quarterback position and skilled players, if they don't get better in the trenches, you kind of seeing a repeat of what's failed this team the last couple years.
I agree with you. And, you know, they haven't, I haven't seen an official announcement yet, but the Saints did sign Jonathan Bullard, who I would say that's his biggest strength, is being kind of a run stuffer inside defensive tackle type player. Brandon Staley knows him. He was drafted to the Bears in 2016. He was a third round pick. Vic Fangio was the defensive coordinator there. Brandon Staley didn't show up until the following year, but they did spend 2 years together. So there is familiarity there. And you know, like you kept guys around, Colin Saunders, Nathan Shepard. I really think that the defensive line, of all the positions on the field, the defensive line is where guys are going to win the jobs. Like a Jonah Williams can show up and win a job because, I don't know, I don't think anyone other than maybe a Chase Young is really entrenched there. And Carl Granderson, obviously, Brian Brzee. But, like, there's going to be a lot of roles to be won. And being able to fill the shoes as a run stuffer, right, as a pass rusher, is going to be a big part of that. And it's going to be kind of a discovery period throughout camp. We're going to find out in real time who is at the top of that at that pecking order, because I don't think anyone really knows right now.
I agree with you, Jeff. Jeff, we'll be talking quite a bit over the next 3 or 4 weeks as training camp rolls in with the Saints and getting ready for the start of the regular season in September. Appreciate you jumping on with us this afternoon. Thank you, Jeff.
Sounds good, y'all. Have a good one.
All righty. Jeff Nowak, reporter here for WWL, also our Saints sideline reporter, and does our social media stuff here on Odyssey. We'll be back, and we'll have on with us Blake Ruffino from the Are You Serious Network talking LSU football, and I'll get his take on Tyrann Mathieu, too, right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line from the Are You Serious Network, Blake Ruffino. Blake, thanks so much for joining us. Blake, before we start talking LSU, I got to ask you about, because I sort of know where your age falls. Man, to grow up to watch Tyrann Mathieu at LSU. Man, that was something special to watch. And I got people that I do shows with outside of Louisiana. They still talk about Tyrann and, you know, and watching him at LSU. And he was one of the two guys in that time frame of events. I remember Dion was like that, too. He played defense with an offensive personality. If it was as a defensive back or as a return man, man, he was like he was an offensive player. And so your thoughts on Tyrann Mathieu.
Mike, I'll never forget this, and thank you for having me. Brandon Taylor, who's a good friend of mine and who I went to high school with, I think it was 2008, 2009, Mike. I see Brandon back home, and we're just chatting like, hey, how's the team? How's your, you know, how's your season going? And we're just talking, and he goes, bro, they got this kid named Tyrann Mathieu out of New Orleans. That dude's a dog. The first time I ever heard the name Tyrann Mathieu actually came from one of his teammates saying that this dude might win a Heisman. Now, I thought that that was the joke. You know what I mean? Like, a defensive DB winning a Heisman, no way that's happening. Is this guy Charles Woodson? Boy, did I look silly when I thought that. I thank God that Mike and my role of doing a podcast and being in media, I didn't say that part out loud. but just special. I mean, Mike, you're right. I think that's the best way to categorize Tyrann and having an offensive mindset. You know, you think of Arkansas, you think of Georgia, you think of all the big moments. You know, I talked to Brandon, I think it was a couple of months ago on the show, and he was talking about, like, hey, that West Virginia game. Like, that was when he really knew that something was different with Tyrann coming away with all the turnovers that he did and doing all the special things they did. Mike, I got to be real with you. In my generation, being the same age as him and growing up in that world and being around Brandon and Jiren, Brandon's brother, and just listening to the legends of who he was, I don't know if, for me, opinion, if he's not the best defender of my lifetime. Now, Glenn Dorsey, there's a lot of big names that can be in there, but I don't know how Tyrann Mathieu's not the best in everything that he did. And, Mike, I don't know if we're ever going to see that again and all the special stuff that he did either. So if you talk to my generation, I think that Tyrann Mathieu's the best defensive player at LSU of all time.
And I would tend to agree with that, Blake. I really do. Glenn was fantastic there. And I think about Patrick Peterson, and he didn't make that quick impact as a freshman. He played in a lot later in the year, but man, he was something special too at that cornerback position. But man, Tyrann, right from the go set, so to speak. He was ready. He was ready, set, go. And you could skip the ready, set. He was ready at any time to play as a freshman. Talking about that, Charlie and I have talked about this, about, you know, a lot of times you hear certain things about freshman players and the type of impact they could make. And I've got a friend of mine that he never seen anything good about a freshman. I mean, he's been involved SEC, LSU football for over 50 years now. And he told me something I was shocked at. He said, I've never seen a guy, when he stepped on the field, he looked like a senior. And he was a true freshman in DJ Pickett. Now, that's saying a lot. But, man, that's a lot of expectations on DJ Pickett to not only be a part-time player, but be a big part of this defense for LSU in 2025.
Mike, look, I'm not trying to repeat that big of a statement, but I saw DJ Pickett in spring, Mike, get beat by Chris Hilton on a double move. I don't think Chris Hilton's slow. he caught him back up, Mike, and in the end zone batted a ball away. He did it once. I'm like, okay, this is what a five-star looks like. Let's see if he can do it again. Mike, he did it to Berrion Brown in the very next play. I don't know, Mike. I don't know if you don't start getting that type of hype around him because of the makeup speed and stuff that we saw this spring. Now, again, we'll be out there, what, Mike, in a couple of weeks, August the 4th, whatever, however long that is. If he does if he continues some of the stuff in fall camp that he did in spring, Mike, I'm going to just throw this out there. I don't know how he doesn't – I don't want to say start against Clemson. Mike, he's going to be in that rotation really quickly. Again, I think that it was a lot of the things that he did. He was physical more than I thought that he would be on the boundary, on some of the shorter route concept stuff. And he's so long, Mike. He's so, like, just long. I mean, I don't know how else to explain it. I don't think I've ever seen anything like it in person. But I think the speed for me, when you have a corner that's that big, I didn't expect for him to be stride for stride with Chris Hilton. I'll tell you this too, Mike. I got sent this a couple of weeks ago. Those guys went out to California with Jaden, Chris, and DJ Pickett, and a lot of them. Mikey was. I have video of him doing it again, and Jaden telling people like, "Dude, who is this kid?" Because he didn't know him. And I think that we've gotten to a place where, Mike, I agree with you. He might be that next lineage of great DBs that have been there. Again, Mike, I'm telling you, I mean, we've seen it firsthand. If he does that again, it's going to be scary.
Charlie and I were at Manning camp together. I asked Nussmeier about DJ Pickett. Charlie could tell you his answer. I mean, he just glared at me and was like, I ain't seen nothing like that. Because of his size and his foot speed and his ability to play the ball like a receiver playing corner. The other guy I've heard nothing but good stuff about has been Dominic McKinley. That, man, and talking to people who watched the spring a lot and was at some of those practices they were able to see, they were like, he was unblockable at some point. And so, man, you look at the body change in McKinley, too. He looks like a different guy than a year ago. And he's another guy LSU has got to count on and count on quickly to make an impact up front.
No doubt. You know, Mike, what's the old saying? When you get off mama's cooking, that baby fat goes away. he definitely looks at it. Look, I think it's him. Speaking of two, you know, younger sophomores that I thought had big springs, he was definitely one of them. But I also think Gabe Relliford was another that had a pretty massive one. And, Mike, we can keep talking about it at nauseam. I know I do. Mike, the interior of that defensive line was not good. And the defensive line as a whole during the spring when we were out there, Mike, I mean, they just dominated. I mean, it was I can't say what it is on radio, but it was bad. And it was good in the sense of that you have not seen that level from LSU in a while. I think Dom, Mike, where it was different from a year ago, to your point, was just the run game stuff, I think, how dominant that he was. You know, they did a scrimmage before the spring game. Mike, he had two tackles for loss in the running game, getting in the backfield. He was a one technique inside the shoulder of the guard and makes it a real play on Caden Durham. And then they go an outside zone, Mike, and he makes another play. So I think to that point, yeah, he showed some flashes for sure. But then him and Gabe Relliford in that sophomore class, Mike, I thought really showed some stuff on the D-line that to be excited about.
You know, Blake, Mike and I have talked a lot about this, that LSU this past season in year one under Blake Baker, there were some flashes and some improvement on the defensive side of the ball, but they really struggled with stopping the run at points when teams really wanted to commit to it, and specifically running quarterbacks. But, you know, you lose Braden Swenson, you lose Savion Jones, and you go out in the portal, you add a bunch of pieces. You already talked about, you know, obviously Gabe Relliford on the defensive end spot. He's a returning piece, but all the new players like Jamari Butler from Nebraska and Jack Pyburn from Florida and Patrick Payton from Florida State, what did you kind of see from that new look defensive end room? Because, I mean, when we talked with Tim Brando about this a couple weeks ago, he said that he was picking Clemson in that opener because he didn't trust LSU's play on either side of the offensive line. And to his point, four new starters on the offensive line is one thing, but a basically completely new look defensive end room as well.
Hot take. I think it's the best position room on LSU's team at the current moment. Hot take. I could be wrong on this. I think they're the best. Because of what Jack Pyburn brought in the run game and what he did at Florida in the run game, I mean, hey, let's look at Jack Pyburn versus you. How about this? Go watch him versus Will Campbell and tell me Will Campbell's not any good, and go watch the 3rd-and-3 play when Caden Durham tries to run behind Will and Jack Pyburn's there. I don't, Charlie, I don't know about that. I'm in the camp from what they showed this year, what you saw with Jack Pyburn versus Will and Emery, and what Patrick Payton has done. I don't know if I'm not there. Charlie, for me, it's more of the interior defensive line that I'm worried about in some regards in reference to depth and other things. I'm kind of bullish on this edge unit as a whole. I don't know if Clemson, for what it's worth, here's the analytical stat that we used on Ruffino and Joe. No other ACC team gave up more tackles for loss as a tackle duo more than Clemson. And they got Tristan Lee, who LSU fans know a lot about, but Miller as well. So I don't know if LSU can't attack there. For me, it's a little bit of the opposite. I go interior defensive line. I'm pretty bullish on this edge unit.
Blake, thanks so much for joining us, man. It's been a full day with the Matthew retirement and the press conferences. But, man, we appreciate you jumping on with us, giving us some LSU information. Always great stuff, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. You have a blessed day.
Thanks, Blake.
All righty. Blake Ruffino always does a great job for us here from the RU Sirius Radio Network. We'll be back to finish it off here in our number one right after this break. Finishing up our number one of Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. When we return, Saints head coach Kellen Moore joins us here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 right after this news break.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.